"What you making?" Charlie asks. "An apple pie," I reply. "Mmm, for me?" "No, not just for you, for all of us, tonight."
"What's going on tonight?"
"We're having dinner, remember? With Irene and Jimbo?"
"We are? When this come up?"
"Couple of weeks ago. I told you."
"News to me."
"No, it's not. Where's your calendar?" Charlie pulls out his dog-eared pocket calendar. "I know it's in there, Charlie. I remember watching you as you scribbled it in. Probably can't read your own handwriting." Charlie fumbles through it.
"Oh, yeah. Guess I should look at it every now and then."
"Might be helpful. Anywho, if you want pie, that's what we're doing tonight, unless you have some prior commitment." Folks, if you're planning on having fun together, get on the same page. That means putting it in your calendar, and I shouldn't have to say this, but I will, checking your calendar every once in a while. Whether you type it into your phone and share it on the cloud, whatever that means, or go old school like me, a pen and a big month-at-a-glance type deal, it's more likely to happen if you scheduled it in. Putting it in writing will also help in the selective hearing department. Talk about it. Write it down while he's watching and make him write it in his calendar if he even uses one. Then, when the old spousal deafness kicks in, you can have yourselves a calendar showdown. And voila, there it is in black and white, baby. Most of us have to pick our vacations from work in advance, so you don't have to worry about blocking those in. They're a given. But a good relationship takes a little more time together than that. I'm talking going on a date once a week, maybe taking a long weekend together every quarter. If you're the planner in the couple, this is your job. If you leave it to your mate, they might be just as happy sitting home watching the tube. Nothing wrong with that, of course, but it can get a little same old, same old. Suck it up, planners. Research some options and make it happen. There's nothing like getting out of the house together to keep the doldrums at bay. I remember a dance a while back down to the Knights of Columbus. I'm chatting with Shirley. "Gee," I says, "look at the boys over there, all happy, probably telling dirty jokes."
"No doubt," Shirley says.
"Nice to see him having fun, though."
"Now he's all jolly, but getting Junior here was another story. You'd think he was going to his execution."
"He didn't want to come?"
"Oh, you know, he'd had a hard week at work, totally forgot about the dance, grumble, grumble. You know the drill."
"Sure do."
"So I says to him, 'Junior, I know it would be easier to just stay home doing nothing, but we're going to that dance and have fun, whether we want to or not. Sometimes you just got to take command, you know. I figured do him good, blow off a little steam, put the week behind him. Now look at him over there, yucking it up."
"Sometimes, Shirley, they just need a loving push out the door."
"I was thinking more like a swift kick in the pants."
That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.